Recorded. For any objections, you may disconnect at this time. To mute and unmute your line during the call, please press star followed by six. Thank you.
Thank you very much, operator. Gisela, could you please help me do a roll call?
With pleasure. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's work prioritization model group call, we have Olga Cavalli, Jamie Wagner, Wolf-Ulrich Knoben. From staff, we have Ken Bauer and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Chuck. And if I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking. Thank you. Over to you, Olga.
Thank you very much, Gisela. This is Olga. Thank you for joining. Before we started the recording, I was talking with Ken about that we should start trying to prepare a presentation for our face-to-face meeting in Nairobi. My idea is that it should be an open meeting, at least for the council and maybe for everyone. And I think we already mentioned this in previous calls. We may have some documents sent to the council before the face-to-face meeting so they have the chance to review it and we can make the presentation more productive. And we can have some part of the meeting for presenting and then a part of it for questions and answers, maybe perhaps half an hour at the end or something like that. And I was offering myself and asking Ken to help me in, or we can make that together, as he has been working so hard with this group. That presentation, of course, you, Jamie, and Wolf are welcome to join us in this document preparation. But that's my idea. I would like to hear your comments.
Sorry to interrupt. Rob Hogarth has joined the call.
Hi, Rob.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I'm back again.
Yes.
Jamie. Hi.
Wolf speaking. May I?
Sure. I hear very, very low.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Now it's much better.
It's better. Okay. I wonder, Olga, whether it could be possible, speaking directly, whether we could have a kind of testing phase in Nairobi of our model. That means, so as we have the council together, all those people who are attending Nairobi, so would that be possible just to have a kind of test poll, you know, with regards to our model, or is that too early? That would be my question. It would be really helpful, I think, so just to have a first one.
Well, I think it's a very good idea, and as we have been receiving some comments about that we have been taking so much time for doing our work, I think that would be great. But I'm not sure if we can. Do you think that we can make it?
I wouldn't know what it is we would do. I don't think we have settled on enough criteria. And what do you propose that we would do?
Wolf speaking. So I'm just brainstorming. So if we had this goal, let me say, to do so or to start, you know, I understand fully that we have at first to explain and to outline what is it about this model. So and what are our thoughts behind that? So it may take time enough to discuss that. That could be possible. But in case we would find time, you know, to have a first one, if people understand and say. We could explain them, okay, we are ready without having a fully in all details exactly discussed model, but we have something available which we also have tested. We in our small group have tested and we have some experience with that. Why shouldn't we present that? If it turns out, you know, throughout the discussion that it is too early because people have too many questions about the details, then okay, we could not do that, but maybe we should have, we should try, not just to prepare in the very last detail for all of this, but just to test it.
This is Ken. I'm still completely perplexed. In all of our calculations and in all of our testing, we estimate a minimum of 2 full hours to get through one set of 15 projects on one dimension using a group Delphi, if we use the entire council. I don't know how we would, if you're proposing that we would do a rating session, I don't know how we would get that done in the time that the council has. And keep in mind that I don't know the final numbers, but something on the order of half the counselors will be attending remotely.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Olga. I think that we perhaps may do a kind of a test with a smaller exercise with the people who's attending face-to-face. Of course, those who are attending remotely can join, but maybe they are more listening than participating actively in the exercise. And maybe we can go through some examples, some projects, just to give them a feeling about what the procedures and the prioritization exercise would look like. That in that sense, I find it useful. If it's clear that it's only a part of exercise, it's not a whole process that it's ongoing, it may be confusing, but it may be useful. I don't know.
Yes, well, it's Wolf speaking. Ken, I fully respect your comment, and I think it's, for me, it's also not so clear, you know, how does it end, where would we end, you know, this. I fully understand we calculated a lot of time to go through all these projects. There are two things. One is, you know, that people, to make people understanding the content of the project. So maybe some of them are more more familiar with them than others do. That's the one thing. So the other thing is then to what Olga just commented on, that means to provide the people, the council members, give them a feeling, you know, what does it mean, what how we are going, which way we are going. And in this way, I would agree, Olga, that maybe in part of, not starting the whole one, but just with a kind of example, well, to give them a feeling, what is it about, how will it, how are we planning to manage the whole process, and that's just as an example. Maybe that would help. But I'm feeling
Ken, this is,
also
this is Ken,
that we need a lot of time to explain the basics.
This is Ken. Do we want to take some more time and actually think about the preparation for Nairobi in lieu of continuing our work along the modeling?
Well, I think it's a good idea because Nairobi is coming fast, and it's better to show something there.
Okay, that's great. So let me just start with some thoughts. What does the team want to communicate to the council at this juncture? I mean, what are the messages we want to communicate?
Well, the message is, this is loud speaking without thinking, so I may be mistaken. I think we should summarize all the process that we have been going through, all the different models and different graphics that we thought about. Summarizing, I mean, I'm not saying talking about that the whole hour, but perhaps in 15 minutes we can summarize that. And so what we should state is that we have been doing this exercise to avoid the whole council to go through it, which would have been much more complex. And so everyone can see the benefit of this, because this is what I think that some council members are not realizing that now. And then we could go through presenting, which are the latest, I wouldn't say decisions, but outlines of our work and our ideas to propose a certain prioritization model, and then do a small exercise. But I think this information could be given before, so people have the chance to review it and be more active in the meeting. Just an idea, without thinking before.
So this is Ken. I think it is possible to create some slides that would summarize the activity of the team over the past, wherever it's been, 4 months, 5 months, 3 months. I can't remember exactly. But
Seoul, October.
Okay, so, yeah.
October. 3 months.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it took us a month just to get some general idea. Yeah, but we could characterize and summarize the processes and approaches that have been considered over the past time and make a slide or two out of that. we can certainly make the point that the team has been conscientious about being thorough and asking a lot of tough questions in order to save the council from all that work. And that, I think you're right, that is an important point. Where I'm a little bit struggling at the moment is what to tell them in terms of where we are. Like, what's the current status? We have made some decisions, and I kind of reflected those in the last email I sent. We've made a few decisions. I don't think we've settled on frequency. We haven't completely decided what the modeling methodology is going to be. We had four options that were in my email. I see some people like option one with some, but there's still some methodology questions we haven't fully tackled yet.
Like what? What we haven't fully?
We haven't decided on whether the rating for benefit and value will be done by the entire council or done by smaller groups. Let's see. I can look at my notes here. We haven't tested. Okay, so my questions on the that I have listed up on the meeting Adobe Connect. Some of the questions that we have to go through are, we haven't tested anything like doing this with 20 people all at once. Uh-huh. And so we have no idea how long that will take. Uh-huh. I've given some rough estimates here that it could take as long as 3 hours, counting a 20-minute startup and a 10-minute wrap-up, which happens on every time we do it. And it would certainly happen the first time around. We have to make some decisions about whether how tightly the voting and polling would have to be in order to decide whether we accept the median value or not. That was point two. Point three was just a question of my mind is to do face-to-face sessions actually produce longer dialogue than on being on the phone? In other words, somebody said earlier that it would be nice to do this face-to-face because that would tend to support the Delphi approach, right? Except that I wonder if when people are actually together face-to-face, they talk longer, and everybody wants to talk because they're sitting around a rectangular table, and this person talked. Well, if he talks, I'm going to talk, and yeah. I wonder if just being in person makes the whole thing go much longer than it otherwise would. It's a question. I don't have the answer, but I think we should talk about it. And then the other question we haven't settled yet is whether we provide the council an initial rating or whether we let them do it from scratch. That was Wolf Ulrich's idea. Remember when he talked about sort of jump-starting the process by saying, here's the team's project prioritization, and you guys, you can look at that ahead of time before you start making your own judgments. Chuck commented, I think, on the last email that he was not sure about whether he thought that was a good idea or not.
No. Yeah.
So these are just some of the questions that we haven't answered yet. So we're not ready to, I don't think, propose a model and a methodology in which we've thought through all of the elements and nailed them down. And so I'm not sure what we would be testing. Just thinking about the idea of an exercise, would we set up the whole polling apparatus on Adobe Connect, have all the counselors log in, take maybe one or two projects and say, okay, this is what we're going to ask you to do. We're going to ask you to rate this on a scale of 1 to 7 on the basis of value. Here's the definition for value. And we want all the counselors to do this independently. I'm going to start up a voting polling thing on Adobe Connect. You will all register your votes, and then we will take a look at them. I mean, we could go through that. We could probably do one or two projects, maybe three, and then when we're done, what would we have?
Okay. May I? So, Wolf, you can.
Sure.
I fully agree to you, and I think it's very, very helpful, Val, to discuss right now this process, because it comes to my mind again, so you are just listing those open questions. So it's really helpful. So we should put those questions all together on the table there and just then go through and say, okay, what is, I see two parts. One is to decide upon the model and how to use the model itself, and then the other things, the other circumstances why it's, how often the frequency of ratings we are doing and those things. These are of secondary, from my point of view, of secondary priority. They are important, but they are another topic, let me say, an additional topic. So I would agree and say, okay, let's put together all those questions, because anyway, if we present to the council our status, we have at the end to come up with a list, okay, what is open still, and how do we think, well, to cope with those open questions in time and in terms of content. So that's good, well, to do it in advance and to really think, okay, what is really important, what is really difficult maybe to decide upon, and what's easier to handle. So that's very helpful. So maybe at the end, so we will come up with a list at this council meeting and say, okay, that's the reason why we cannot start right now to with a test or with a rating to get all together with the council. So we have, if we need some input maybe also from council members to those questions, or we have, in addition, we need some one or two other sessions in the team to decide upon. So that's very helpful. That's enough. I fully agree to you, but we have at least to answer or to be faced with the question, why can't we do it at the time being? So, and I think so if, I know, Ken, you are doing a lot of work with that, so just list those questions together, show us, present us those questions, so we as a team, we can see, okay, that's all these things, because for me, sometimes, because, coming from different business also, as you are doing as well, so then every time we are faced with some questions at each meeting, put all questions together, and then we go strictly through this that question list.
Right. okay, this is Ken again. So we can do a presentation that summarizes where we've been, talks about the current status, where the team is currently, what decisions we've made, what the model, so to speak, looks like, and maybe what our current big questions are that we are still working on. I won't say struggling with, we'll say working on, just to give them a sense of what the current status is. We should probably take a shot at answering a question that will be on some people's minds, which is, when will you finish? And so we probably should be thinking about when do we think we're going to terminate this exercise and deliver a product, because even if we don't address the question, it will get asked of Olga, I'm sure, right?
Sure.
I do think it's probably not productive to try an exercise. I'll think about it some more in the intervening few days, but I think it would take a lot to set up. It has the potential of going badly just because we have so much. There's going to be a lot of stress and strain being put on the remote participation, and then we're going to stress it even more by trying to do an Adobe Connect session in the middle of all that. Mm-hmm. We've got bandwidth issues. We've got, there's a lot of things to think about, not to mention which process questions that we haven't fully addressed yet. So I think it sounds like we're all together that we probably should not attempt an exercise in the sense of having counselors try to rate things. But I thought that doesn't mean that we can't describe that process. Yeah. And that Olga can't talk to it, say, because I think it's pretty easy to sort of understand. We can mention that there's a capability of Adobe Connect and that it uses a polling feature. And I think their imaginations will probably work pretty well there. We can maybe discuss how we envision that happening, and we can certainly say that we've tested it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there needs to be some more discussion on the team, though, as to whether it really is going to work to have the whole council do this en masse. And I'm not saying that I'm against it or for it either way, but I think there are some dynamics there that we have to talk through and be careful about, and that we haven't had a full chance to do that yet. We only brought that up last week. So let's see. Then. Okay, so you got current status. I mean, you have a little bit of history of where the group's been, then you have a current status, and then you have what we're doing now, when we think we might finish. Is that a pretty good summary, Olga?
Yes.
What you'd like to cover?
Yeah, and perhaps we can get some feeling from the audience about some final definitions that we may have to take, and have some comments, and that could be helpful also.
Sure. I mean, I think as part of the presentation, we could say, you know, for all the things that we have decided, we could show them. For example, the project list. We could attach the Word document that has all the projects in it, right, in Table 1 and Table 2, and all the short descriptions that we've pretty much gone through. We could give them the definition that we have written up for the value dimension of the rating, and so they can see what that definition looks like. Maybe there's some other things too that we could provide. We don't really have any charts anymore. We could show them the outcome of the team's rating, right, as an illustration. When the team did it, here's what it came up with.
Exactly.
Here is the prioritization of those, at that time, 15 projects, and here's how they came out using the Delphi group technique. We could do something like that. That could be a slide. So if you like, what I could do is to take a shot at building a little presentation and sharing it with the team.
Yeah.
And then we'll modify it and adjust it between now and when do you have to deliver it, Olga? Is it the 27th?
It's Sunday.
Sunday, the 28th. Okay. So it's only. Oh no, no, it's the following.
No. It's 6 or 7.
Okay, that gives us a little less than 2 weeks to get it ready. But I'll certainly take responsibility for preparing a slide deck. Olga, I presume you would give the presentation, right?
Yeah, but it's you're welcome to live with us and help us in explaining because you have been a very important part of this process.
Yeah, I will not be in Nairobi, but I can certainly join remotely.
Oh, I thought you were going to be there.
No, I'm not going to be there.
No problem. I'll make it. Wolf, are you going?
Yes, I'll go. So,
okay. Jamie, are you going?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Please, I think you were not hearing while I was talking, and I was disconnected. Can I add something to your considerations that were you were making before I was disconnected? Is that I think I favor some exercise of one or two projects. This idea, this hands-on experience I gave last call, and I think we should try with because the, we have many people in the council is waiting for us to show something, and they are becoming very anxious about it. And so I think if we don't show, and even for us and for Ken, this exercise could take some worries off consideration. So I think I favor this, the idea of doing an exercise of one or two projects. Hello.
Thank you, Jamie. This is Ken. I'm just curious what the objective of the exercise is.
It's twofold. First, to calm down some critics that of our work, and the second one is to try out some to calm down some of our worries about how would this function with 20 people, and if people are alerted that this is a trial, they and it's not for real, it's not a prioritization for real, it's a trial, it's part of our work, I think it would add some experience to our model. With more people participating in the session and the prioritization session.
Well, it's Bruce speaking. So as we discussed before, I don't know, Jamie, whether you have been connected to our discussion before. So we came to the to a conclusion in that sense. It means, so we have to explain at first to the council where we are, the status. So, and on the other hand, we have to explain what is still open and how do we see the timeline and our work to be done up in which time we could come to a result with that. So it may turn out that already this discussion, this presentation, not that long, maybe 15 minutes or 20, but the discussion around that and the explanations around that may take the most time of the session we will have in Nairobi, so that there may be not too much time available. We could offer that, let me say, or we can explain then why we are at this status and why it is not valuable at the time being then to trial. We could prepare, I think so, Ken. So if people like to do that, like we did in our small group, to make such an experiment, I think for one or two projects it could be done. The question is really what could be the value of that, but giving people a feeling, okay, that's how we plan to do it, and then in the whole group and with a whole bunch of projects, so they have at least a feeling about. So maybe we will be prepared to do so. But I also guess right now after our discussion that we will not have too much time to do so.
Yeah, this is Ken. Okay. Jamie, thank you for the twofold explanation. I think with respect to the anxiety that certain people have expressed about the length of time it's taking, I think the presentation can attempt to address that. In fact, I'm not sure if you heard earlier, we talked about doing a couple of summary slides to show what the team has gone through, some models that have been looked at and discarded and why, and some of that discussion I think will help explain why it's taken a little while. And we can certainly make the point that the team has been conscientious in trying to be thorough and to not put the council in a position where it has to go through a lot of trials and tribulations in terms of getting a solution. With respect to the trial and the exercise, and yes, I can see how it would give people a visceral sense of how this would go, but I think there's also a downside. There's a danger here. Because we've got this situation with Nairobi, with half the people there, half the people not there, a lot of pressure on the remote participation links, if something goes wrong, and this process either even if we try to do one project or just two, and what if it takes 25 or 30 minutes to do one prioritization for one project, then somebody's going to raise their hand and say, this is a travesty, this is a complete failure, and you guys are all, you know, there's no way we can do 17 projects, it'll take us a whole day to do. You know, there's a risk because we're not ready and we're not sure what we're doing yet. We could end up doing an exercise that actually makes things worse than better. That's the worry I have.
Well, somehow you're right. Yeah.
Nairobi presents some additional concerns that could indeed survive. But if we had this failure in a regular meeting, in a meeting that is with full attendance, then I should say, well, we should indeed start over with a fresh start, and our critics are right. So I understand that in Nairobi this trial can be jeopardized by the circumstances, but I will not insist on this. Okay, thank you.
Okay. It's an intriguing idea. It's just it makes me quite nervous at this point. Okay, I think I have enough information. This is Ken. That I could put together a skeleton presentation conceptually, and then try to get that to you guys very quickly. Now, in the meantime, Rob reminded me that presentations have to be sent in advance, and I don't know what the advance time is. Rob, if you're listening, do you happen to know?
The requirements are different for council meetings versus the work session, but just in terms of, you know, giving Marika the opportunity to get things up and loaded, and given, I think, some of our, you know, concerns, particularly since the weekend will be the first time where we're getting up all of the operations and stuff, I would think you'd want to get something to her by the Thursday or Friday before the council work session on the Sunday.
Okay. That still gives us the better part of a week or a day or two.
Sure.
Okay, thanks. All right, so how about if I go ahead and I'll just take the... is PowerPoint okay, Olga?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. You can add, if you want, some comments in the comment part.
Okay.
So if you think that's necessary for me to have in mind, I will review all the emails anyway, so I have all the fresh information in my mind, but perhaps as you have been writing the emails and going through the process, you can add some comments that only me can see.
Okay. Yes, I can do that, I think. All right, good. Then we have at least a plan for preparation for Nairobi at this point. What would you like to do next? We have about 20 minutes left.
We have some things to define. Let me find the email.
There's one question that we postponed, if I may. Pardon, I asked the question and then I jumped right in. I apologize, but
no problem.
I do want to get this idea out. Remember, I don't think it was last week, but the week before, we talked about this process outcome question, and I think the last person to challenge us on this was Jamie. And that question is, what is the purpose? What is the outcome result? What does the council get in terms of benefits from exercising the ranking and prioritization process? What happens, and why is this important to do? That question we have flirted with here and there, but I don't know that we've really crisply answered it. And in terms of a presentation that you're going to give to the council two weeks from today or whatever, it seems to me that we would really want to have that answer really nailed down, right? Because that, if I were a council member just sitting listening to the presentation and you're talking about prioritization and the models and the methodology and the values and the definitions and the parameters and so forth and so on, the question that I would be thinking about is, What's the point of all this? Why are we doing it? And what do we hope to get from it when we're finished? Is the team clear that we have a crisp answer to that question?
If I may, this is Olga. I think that somehow we all know what is good has more priority and what has less priority. The issue for me is that the resources are limited. The staff resources are limited, and our time is also limited. So how do we, as a council, decide with which tool we decide where to put this limited resources and organize our work? I think this is why we are doing this exercise. Somehow we know, but for some stakeholder groups and for some council members, the priorities may be different. So after a while, putting a lot of effort from staff and from some volunteers in some projects, other parts of the council may think that this was not good. And how do we measure that? So this is this is how I understand this. This is the purpose of this tool. It's not that we don't know. It's how do we organize the limited resources we have in a determined list of projects and with a certain priority agreed among the whole GNSO.
I have this is Jamie. I have another idea of besides that. I think a prioritization scale is used just to manage resources when they are scarce, but also to orient, to say where to go, and but also I think that once this exercise works, and if it works, it will be another tool for consensus building around there are many interests represented in the GNSO, and I think this is a challenge for us, but if this prioritization model works, it will have this challenge of different interests, and it will be a consensus tool, or a kind of consensus building tool.
And this is Ken. How does that help the council? In what way does it help with the questions that Olga mentioned about resources being scarce and limited and prioritizing projects?
Well, when we have one consensus, this it's not an opinion by one of the houses of the chair's opinion. It will be seconded by a whole exercise that reflects consensus. That's my opinion. And what helps is it gives strength to the even for chairing. It will be easier than it gives us to the system. I think so, and I'm trying to defend our work.
Yeah, this is Ken. Me too. I think that we still have yet to really come up with a clean answer. So what? For example, and I put this up, I think, last time. I put up a list of 15 projects that we, the team, had prioritized based on value at the time we had it defined. And we had 15 projects, and they were ranked number one. There were a few ties in there, and we had a couple of projects at the bottom, 14 and 15. And I said something like, okay, then the last two, theoretically, let's say they're the bottom ranked, we stop those two projects. Right. If the purpose of if it's true that resources are scarce and we cannot do all the work, you see, I think that's a premise that we haven't really answered or tested yet. We don't know if that's true or false. We assume it is because people are complaining about having too much work to do, and there's a lot of symptomatic things that we see with attendance on groups and meetings and things of that type. But we don't really know for sure how to make that premise. How to defend that's true. Now, but if we assume it is true and there are scarce limited resources, then why is it we can't stop any projects? Because the first thing that Chuck said is, well, you can't stop those bottom two. Those bottom two, and then that argued for, well, maybe we should take those two out of a prioritization list and change their category to something else, like monitor or create a new category for project work that cannot be stopped, meaning it's mandatory, and therefore it doesn't get prioritized because to prioritize presumes that you would stop something, and if you can't stop it, then you shouldn't put it on the priority list. So we take it off, and then the question then becomes: is of the other remaining 13 projects, how many of those would we take off because they can't be stopped? And maybe you come down to the fact that there's no work that can be stopped, in which case there's no purpose in prioritizing it. And I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm playing devil's advocate here to just test our thinking about this, because when Olga stands before the council, these are questions that people might ask.
Yes. Well,
go ahead, Hope.
Okay, thank you. We will have, so it's my understanding, also in the future, different approaches on council level, different approaches with regards to do our work. So the one is, so, and it was very clear also during the last council meeting, so it came out I think with regards to the vertical integration issue. There are people, they just saying, okay, if the council is of the opinion to do something, it should be done immediately. So that means it should be put in addition to the project list, and ICANN should hire more people in order to do that work. So that's one view people have. And the other thing is, and that's what I'm thinking, is the exercise we are doing, and that this could be done, well, to put some, discipline or so on the kind how we are doing the work, well, on council, and just, well, to make more transparent, bring more transparency to the council members. What does it mean in terms of if we are doing this and that and put additional projects on that? So the other question is then, is it really, can we then follow up with a consequence, okay, to stop one project or the other, or to replace one project or postpone one project? That's the second step. But at first, for me, is to bring really transparency to the people. And the project list is one of these things, and with some additional information. And the other thing is then the consequence, which, okay, should be discussed. That's how I see the process.
This is Jamie, and I think what playing also the advocate, the devil's advocate here, I heard already in the council the criticism that we don't need something to say that resources are scarce, because we should always hire more people and do what has to be done. So the scarcity of resources, I don't know if it is a good line of defense. I would prefer to say that we have a new tool for communication, a new tool for consensus building, a new tool for transparency, because this tool, this project managing project tool will have to be upgraded, maintained, updated, all people will have to participate will be informed what is happening with the work, what are the work that are in progress. And what kind of progress has been made in each one? Which one is suspended or is in real work? I think this is much more a tool than of a communication and consensus building tool than a managerial tool. But it is a managerial tool also, because it will help not to stop the bottom two projects, but to give them less priority. I think, yes, we can. When you came up with the point that the people that were working at this project that were ranked low would give less effort. This is the outcome of a prioritization. It will have less importance, and this will be transparent. The tool will give this transparency, and I think this is something that we can say that will not affect, but it will. And this is it's a natural outcome, and why not? Is it good?
This is Ken. I want to. I raised the question just as Olga was about to talk, and this is in fact the question we've been considering. But I wanted to loop back to Olga and see where you were going with your thoughts before I rudely interrupted you.
Well, I agree with Jamie, and I think this is a tool very useful for the council, and it will save time, and it will organize the work, and it will organize the use of the resources. This is why we are doing this exercise. And also the prioritization exercise will be done by the whole council once agreed. Then it's a reference. It's not that it's holy truth, but it's a reference to start and use the resources. So I think that it should be very useful. This is why we have to communicate in our presentation, what I will have to communicate in the presentation.
And this is Ken, and I think the question that I keep coming up with is, how will it be useful? I think it's, we have said many times, well, this is going to be a very useful tool. We'll get the work prioritized. It'll be a consensus of the council. And when we have the answer and we have the list prioritized, what use will we make of, what use will the council make of it? And in fact, I think maybe if we wanted to test, an interesting test would be, let's pretend our team is the council. Let's just promote ourselves to council. Now let's actually take the list and do something with it. And the question is, what can we do with it? And once we have determined for ourselves that there are things we can actually do and real outcomes that can come out of it, then we can tell the council that. So these are the kinds of things that would be recommended, and these are the uses that the tool would be made. And if there aren't any uses, if it's just a group list that we prioritize for the sake of communicating to the organization what the priorities are, but we don't necessarily make any management decisions about which ones stop, which ones start, which ones go left, which ones go right, that then I think someone may challenge and say, well, we already had a transparent list of projects. I mean, that was already there. What we've done was to take the list and move it and put them in order. And that's the part that I think we want to be clear on as to why putting them in order is so important and why and how that's going to help the council in its management. And the emphasis there on my sentence is the word how.
How? Because it becomes a reference.
This is Jamie. I would very candidly, this work helped me to understand the tool to participate in this experience increased my awareness of the work that has been done by in GNSO and a big picture. And well, it worked for me. I think it will work for everybody.
So we might say that it has an educational benefit to the council members.
Educational and organizational. So it's a reference to organize the work. And if someone has other thoughts, then in the next exercise, they can give their input and their reasons. Maybe they need to talk to other council members in a meeting and explain why priorities should be different for a certain project. And then it can be reviewed and changed.
It's not, excuse me, it's Jamie again. It's not only educational because, it's managerial also because when I will have to give a vote on something, I will have this. I will use this education, if you want, I had in my vote, so it will have its consequences.
Okay. All right, well, we've done some additional building on the question. I'll see if I can summarize this material and into a purpose slide that we can talk more about in the intervening week. This is Ken again. I mean, it's clear to me that those of you on the team think that the work is very beneficial, and so what I'm going to try to do is see if I can capture those thoughts into crisp statements that we could put on a slide and then can be delivered to the council. Because I think if we're clear on what the benefits and the outcomes are for doing this process, it'll make it a lot easier to engage the council in the work that goes into putting it together.
Yeah, and also we may, during this week, exchange some more ideas about how to do the ratings. If it's individual in groups, there are some opinions already given. Maybe we can work on that in the list and not wait for the next call. So we have more issues defined before we make the content of the presentation.
I don't know if you people received an email where I made some comments over the Ken's and Chuck's observations. Did you, Ken?
Jamie, yes, I received two emails to the list from you, one that responded to some comments of Wolf's and another one that had some red comments that were included.
Yes, this is the one, yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah, they made it to the list.
And I made some explicit recommendations on the objective recommendation on the cycle of prioritization when it
okay, this is Ken. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we potentially can stop here, and then I'll try to. I have to do two things between now and. Well, first of all, do we have a meeting next Tuesday, same time?
Yes.
Okay. And hopefully by then I will have a draft of a presentation that we can talk about if you want to use that time, or we can continue talking about substantive issues regarding the methodology next week, or both.
I want to apologize for the problems with my line here. Excuse me.
Rob just mentioned that he will be on his way to Nairobi on Tuesday of next week, so he will not be joining us.
I don't think you guys will notice.
Olga, I'll turn it back over to you.
I would encourage, I have to send comments. I haven't because really had few time this week. And maybe we can define some more things that were to be defined in our last call, and we didn't work on this in this call. And perhaps we can review a draft presentation that you can prepare, Ken, and plan the face-to-face meeting.
Right. Okay. I've got my work cut out for me.
Great. And thank you for joining, and we talk again next week, hopefully in a different fun time for me at my normal time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, enjoy your trip back home.
It's quite long.
I'm sure it is.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.